Dear brothers and sisters, in these first days of Easter, the Church rejoices in Christ's resurrection from the dead, which has brought new life to us and to our world. St. Paul exhorts us to make this new life evident by putting to death the things of this earth and setting our hearts on the things that are on high, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Having put on Christ in baptism, we are called to be renewed daily in the virtues which he taught us, especially charity, which binds all the rest together in perfect harmony. By living this new life, we are not only interiorly transformed, but we also change the world around us. Charity, in fact, brings that spiritual freedom which can break down any wall and build a new world of solidarity, goodness, and respect for the dignity of all. Easter, then, is a gift to be received ever anew in faith, so that we may become a constant leaven of life, justice, and reconciliation in our world. As believers in the risen Lord, this is our mission, to awaken hope in place of despair, joy in place of sadness, and life in place of death. With Christ, through him and in him, let us strive to make all things new. I welcome the newly ordained deacons of the Pontifical Irish College, together with their families and friends. Dear young deacons, in fulfilling the ministry you have received, may you proclaim the gospel above all by the holiness of your lives and your joyful service to God's people in your native land. Upon all things speaking pilgrims present to this audience, especially those from Sweden, Australia, the Philippines, Thailand, and the United States, and work an abundance of joy and peace in the risen Lord. Happy Easter! Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.